All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, over this past weekend, the new class of inductees for the Basketball Hall of Fame was announced, and I think it is a very tremendous class as it includes the likes of Jerry Krause, former Chicago Bulls general manager, Rebecca Lobo, who was a member of the first UConn Huskies ladies basketball team to win a national championship back in 1995, current Kansas Jayhawks head coach Bill Self, just to name a few. And then one guy who really stands out for me is former NBA player Tracy McGrady. Now, you look at a guy that throughout his career was one of the better scorers in the NBA. In 15 seasons, T-Mac scored over 18,000 career points, which was highlighted by him leading the league in scoring twice. He did it during the 2002-2003 NBA season when he averaged 32.1 points per game for the Orlando Magic, and he followed that up by averaging 28 points in the following season. Now, a guy in T-Mac was a seven-time All-Star. He was one of the most phenomenal scorers of that era. I mean, you go back to his time with the Magic, and the one thing that comes to mind is when he had a 62-point performance against the Washington Wizards, and in the process, he made it look very, very easy. Now, of course, T-Mac did deal with back issues during the latter part of his career, but you cannot overlook what he meant to the NBA during that era. Of course, this guy was a cousin of current NBA small forward for the Memphis Grizzlies and Vince Carter. Of course, they were briefly teammates together in the early stages of their careers with the Toronto Raptors, and you always wonder what could have been if T-Mac and Vince had stayed together as they were the kissing cousins. Now, for T-Mac's career, he averaged 19.6 points per contest. He put up solid numbers as he continued to improve with the Raptors, but he wanted to get out of Vince's shadow, went to the Orlando Magic, and really made a name for himself, and at the time had one of the most popular jerseys in the NBA. And then, of course, his time with the Houston Rockets when he was able to help that team get to the postseason on several occasions. I think it is right on to get this guy into the Hall of Fame, and I think that's a credit for me to the Basketball Hall of Fame, because unlike other sports Hall of Fames, the Basketball Hall of Fame tends to get it right more often than not. There's never a lot of controversy. Well, why didn't this guy get in? He deserves to get in. T-Mac was one of the better players of that era, and what the Hall of Fame comes down to, I don't care what sport it is, it's simply, was that person one of the better players of their era, and did they have a big-time impact on that sport? McGrady did, and you know what? Come the fall, when he gets his induction into Springfield, it will definitely be well-deserved. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL draft. You can also check me out the next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. So once again, fine folks, My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.